The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
All right, dear. We're doing it. We're back.
Yeah, thanks a lot to Q for getting into the intro.
I don't think anyone could hear meow. These mics are pretty directional. Speaking of directional, can you hear yourself? Because
I can hear myself.
All right, well, don't be afraid to put that mic near your mouth. Not your mouth near the mic. Like this, dear. See? Look. See? It moves. Okay, whatever.
Oh, wait. You're right. I did move myself.
Yeah. Instead of moving.
There we go.
There you go. Now you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Cool.
I think this is 940 BCB.
Well.
Philly, in review, I believe.
Yeah, I know. I was getting kind of anxious because I thought you were going to finish the Pocono series without this episode. And I was like, we promise that we're going to have part two.
Cindy, a woman of her word.
So we had to do it.
Promising to make up for episode number two. Well, you know, no. I got to keep publishing. You know what I mean?
I know.
So I'm glad you made some time in your day in the middle of the day. This is a rare midday podcast for us here, regular episodes.
Yeah, which is kind of neat. It's got a different vibe, ambient.
It does have a nice energy, if you will.
Yeah.
Daylight energy.
In our awesome party room, the sunlight is seeping through.
It's kind of like having a Bloody Mary daytime. At noon.
That's true.
It's like that.
It's got that feel.
It's got that vibe. It's got that.
Yeah. Where's our Bloody Mary?
Thanks
a lot.
Yeah, I should have planned.
Such a great host.
Should have planned ahead. You know, it's funny. For my other guests, I usually do have drinks. And for you,
I know.
I did nothing. I'm sorry about that, dude.
I know. I was like, oh, you didn't even prep water, coffee. I had to bring my own mug down here. I was even thinking, like, what if halfway through I wanted a second mug of coffee?
Look, I planned ahead. I brought a second near beer.
Mm-hmm.
I have two.
Well, maybe I'll have to take a break to refill
coffee. Well, if we've got to pause, we'll pause. Because one thing we try not to do here is be professional.
Okay.
Actually, I think that the second guessing of themselves is what makes people seem like amateur. Like, if you got to pee, just say, I want to pee real quick. And then people are like, oh, that makes sense.
That's
people have to pee. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like.
But if you're like, I'm so sorry, I have to pee. I know this is a middle of a meeting.
Oh.
But, you know, like.
Yeah.
I'd rather people just say, I got to piss, I'll be right back.
I do say I'm sorry, though. But I think it's a, I don't know, I was going to say it's a girl thing. But I feel like we've been taught to just, like, over-apologize for everything.
The only time I apologize for the bathroom is if I'm in a customer's house and I'm like, oh my God, I have to go to the bathroom so bad. Because I think you should not use other people's bathrooms when you're in a professional situation. Does that make sense?
No, I don't think so. I mean, if somebody goes to somebody's house for tutoring and stuff and they gotta pee.
Yeah, but what if you gotta poo?
Oh.
I would never do that, but
that's a really weird rule about number one or number two.
Well, it stinks the place up. You're bombing out the bathroom.
Well, that is why I think bathroom fans should be a universal rule.
They are now.
Yeah.
It's the government has taken away our right to smell our friends' shits.
Oh, wait. I didn't know that. Is that for real?
If you remodel a bathroom, you have to put a fan in now in most places.
Thank you to the government.
The government.
Understanding
but
our needs.
Goddamn oppressive fart fans.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
What if I won't?
Those fart fans save lives.
It's true. I guess you don't have to turn the fart fan on.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not a safety matter. You know, why can you make somebody have a fart fan? It's a funny overreach because fart fan is something that everybody, like, likes. But, like, it's not a safety issue. You know, like, safety belts, that's why they can make a law about it, because it's dangerous to not have a safety belt on.
Yeah, I have no idea why. Did they say what the safety issue is with having to have fart fans?
I don't think there is one. That's the whole point. Because, like,
I'm sure they came up with a reason.
I mean, maybe people's apartments were exploding from farts.
No.
No. You don't think that was it?
No, I don't.
Oh, crud, dear. Okay, well,
we don't remember what we were talking about. I feel like
last time
I should have listened to the last episode, I guess, but I never listened to your podcast, so.
Well, thank you.
I wasn't going to start. Well, that would just be really arrogant to only listen to the episode that I was on.
Well, you could have called it research. But regardless, I forgive you for not listening because I kind of remember where we left off.
Okay.
We were driving after skiing from Camelback to Philly.
Okay.
That's it. I'm good, right? Damn, I'm good.
That was really good. That was a really good road trip.
The Poconos.
That drive. I don't even remember. Was there anything weird that happened on that drive?
I don't think so. It was like a 2-hour drive, wasn't it?
That's true. It was very, very close.
Which is really cool. So if you're going to do Eastern Pennsylvania, feel free to explore.
Oh, I will say, sorry.
No, that was it.
I was trying to remember what struck me about the actual drive, and it was just how horrific it is to drive in Philly.
Oh, how the drivers themselves in Philly are...
Well, and also the roads.
Yeah, it's complicated up. Roads. You're right. Because Philly's even older than Pittsburgh, obviously. And so, like, a lot of the roads were made for, like, horse and buggies. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, but it wasn't even that. You know, I can tell when some driving sitch is bad, when even you are like, shut up, I'm trying to drive right now. And there were definitely a lot of moments where you're just like, can you just stop it?
Well, when I'm out of my element, I do need to focus.
Yeah, but I think it is because, first of all, I think the roads are all confusing, but then people are aggressive.
Yeah, and it's one of those, in these East Coast cities, like, there's like 3 off-ramps on the right, you know what I mean? Like, you can come up to an intersection, and there'll be 3 right-hand off-ramps, and it's like, take the ramp on the right in 50 feet, and you're like, which one is that?
Yeah.
So then you have to, like, look for signs, and there's never any fucking signs.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh's real bad about not having signs.
Already.
Just thinking about the driving?
Just remembering it.
I remember that you said that you keep me around just for the driving, and that was very nice.
Yes.
That was very nice.
I was like, yep, that's the only reason I wanted us to road trip to Philly, so you can drive around. Which...
Yeah, you would have gone by yourself, but Ubering, I mean, come on.
Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know if Philly would have been... Oh, man. I feel like I'm saying something mean.
Philly would they be won't listen.
Like one of my like vacation destinations. I don't know. It's okay. This basically sums up the episode.
So you're saying...
Thank you.
You wouldn't do it again? Unless business.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd go for business.
I would go to Philly again.
Not recreationally.
Not recreationally. Yeah.
I'm glad we went. I would agree though. I'm not going back.
Yeah.
Unless it's for business. Maybe I'll do comedy there or something someday.
Yeah. It's kind of the same with Boston. Like, we just go a lot because.
That's for family though.
Family is there.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like after taking vacation there one time, I don't know if I would go back there for vacation.
Honestly though,
purposes.
Most cities are that way. Like,
I'd go back to Seattle for vacation.
But you're not going to Seattle for Seattle. You're going to Seattle for the topography, right?
Yeah.
So if all those businesses were in Omaha, you'd be like, well, this was fun, but I'm not coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. I would go to Seattle to like be on the water.
And yep.
Go to the national parks.
I think that cue might have got on. That kid meows so loud. Anyway, the podcat is in the house.
Mm.
He's trying to climb up my leg.
He is really cute, but I just wish he wasn't so mean to our other cat.
He's not mean as much as he is rude. Like, and it's a little bit different because mean is like when you are trying to...
It's the intention.
Yeah, it's the intention. Whereas he is just an innocent dumbass who wants to break and wrestle things. He likes to wrestle things. He wants to break things. He doesn't understand why the other cat's not into it. He's just like, dude, I've been throwing food over here all day. Why aren't you playing?
It's terrible.
The other cat just looks at him like he's a moron because he is.
And then he's like so cute because he would like want to cover his face when he sleeps. He just goes was like,
your act out to the best here. I wish people could see the act out.
I wish people could just see our cat.
They have their own cats, dear. I hate being a guy who talks about cats, but it's creeping into the podcast because of Q. It really is.
That's such a diss to Kitty. Kitty was never that interesting to talk about.
Well, she's smart enough to, well, her personality is that she's not in the room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? True. Q always butts into the conversation, as is his.
I think Kitty's very cute in her own ways. Plus, she's like an old lady now, you know?
Yeah.
She's
over the hill.
Ride or die.
She's your OC. You like the OC?
So dumb.
Original Catster, bro. So we go to Philly.
Yes.
First things first, we went straight to the room, didn't we?
I really want to say there was something annoying about the tolls, but I couldn't remember what it was.
That you couldn't really tell because of COVID?
Oh, no. It was tolls from coming back from Camden.
That was that one night, yeah. We're not there yet.
Yeah, sorry.
That was like night two, I think.
No, it was night one.
Was it night one?
We were only there for two nights.
Yeah, but night one we went on foot and walked to a restaurant.
Oh.
Remember?
But I feel like night two, we learned our lesson because we shared with the Uber driver that we went to camp.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yep, so it had to be night one.
Yeah.
We went to the beer store in New Jersey because...
we did.
Because Pennsylvania is so bass backwards.
That was the reason.
So we were like, oh, we can't even buy beer in Pennsylvania. Let's go to New Jersey, which was very convenient.
Which, do we end up buying beer?
Yes, at a ghetto mart in Camden.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, this is why we needed to do this earlier.
Wow.
Everything is a blur now.
It's a blur now. The ghetto mart. Okay, so let's see. We got there. First of all, our room was in the third story walk up, so no elevator, right? Which was okay. Yeah,
it wasn't that bad of a track.
No, it was okay. The third story walk up's fine enough. I'm just painting a picture.
Okay.
And then it was like, what do they call that? Is it a parsonage?
I don't know.
Where all the people who work at a church live?
Oh, I don't know.
Either way, there was this really big ass old church. And then there was this building behind it. And it had been converted into what I think was probably low income housing. But then somebody, because they're
pretty nice units on the inside.
But they're studios. Every single one of them is literally a kitchen counter with a bed in front of it.
Yeah, I suppose you can.
So there's not a lot to it.
Newly refurbished section housing, it could still be in very good condition.
And plus I saw a lady who had a couple of kids living in one of them, so.
I think it looks awesome.
No, it was a very nice room, but I thought it was going to be a lot bigger.
That's okay. It wasn't that small. Yeah. It was doable.
I thought there was two rooms. That's what I thought.
Oh.
I thought there was, but I was, this,
you got tricked.
They did good picturing on, what's it, Airbnb. So, we get to the room. It's unimpressive, honestly. Just a bed, a TV, flat top. It's late. We said, we're hungry. Let's go find food and beer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think beer was the first.
Well, either it was maybe been the first thing we did, but either way, those were our two goals for the night, and then go to bed. Mm-hmm. And so then we were looking for, because this is, right now it's, I mean, people seem to be opened up now, right?
Well.
But then they weren't.
The Uber driver told me that, remember the next day she told us that was the night, first night they opened.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, that was first.
Was literally the first night the city was opening back up for restaurants.
Yeah.
Oh, for like indoor dining.
Indoor dining, yes. So we went looking for foods. And after we went to the Ghetto Mart and got stuck in Camden, which is, we were told by the next day's Uber driver, not the best neighborhood, Camden, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It's some kind of ghetto-y, but at the same time, it was like half new, half old.
But we also were there like pretty late at night. Like, nothing was really going on.
No.
It looked like suburby.
I don't know. Ghetto places to me are never really scary for some reason. They're just, you know, you can just tell that people who live there aren't very rich.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We also went to a massively lit section. Remember, dude, we were noticing how much,
which I think might have been, I think might have been to reduce crime, honestly, because they had these
really bright.
Yeah, they had like sunlight bright type.
Yeah.
Freaking street lamps all the way up the ghetto mart. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
So then we got to take the Ben Franklin Bridge. Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Was that the one? Or was it Washington?
So we
took, Ben Franklin.
So we took it there
for free.
Oh, I remember now. I was like, what is this whole thing about? It was, I really, really, really wanted to see the skyline for Philly.
Oh, that's right. Best some Philly skyline pick.
I was like, epiphany. Like, this is going to be the thing. Which, in hindsight, I'm like, what? It's not like NYC, you know, but.
Also, there's no hills to stand on.
We totally didn't. We totally failed. And I was not disappointed.
We saw it.
Yeah, and through the bridge, but we never got to take a picture.
No, we never did get a picture. Yeah.
But either who, it turned out the best place to look, well, there were a few that we Googled on the internet, but one of the best places is actually from Camden's side, at the park.
Yeah, we got to go to New Jersey to see Philly.
Yeah, so that was one of the reasons we went over too.
Mm-hmm.
Slash beer was open there.
Slash beer was open there.
Yeah.
So then we get our beer and we go back to Pennsylvania over the Ben Franklin Bridge. And
do we though?
Do we though, indeed?
We almost didn't.
So we roll up to the thing. It says cash only, which I don't understand. How the fuck can anyone have a cash only business in like.
In the middle of the bridge?
Yeah, exactly. Like in a place where it's going to bottleneck and things up if people can't get through. So either way, we get to the toll booth, says cash only, which I've seen them say before, and they still take debit cards and stuff like that. Or they say they'll mail you one, you know, like, oh, we'll mail you a thing. And the lady goes, oh, it's cash only. Which, for a normal business, I would think was just a good way to launder money. But this is a government road, so they don't even have to pay taxes.
Since when do you not think the government launder money?
Well, you're right. There could be a crooked politician in Philadelphia who's skimming the toll booth money because
honestly,
it's cash and it's untraceable.
We don't know if the toll booth is being charged by the Jersey side or the Pennsylvania side.
It's charged from the Jersey side, dude.
I don't know.
We could travel from Pennsylvania freely.
Mm-hmm.
And then
we couldn't come back.
But we were literally on land in Jersey when we were trying to get charged.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
That's fair.
The point is it screwed us up. So then we had to go look for money because I asked the lady, well, what do I do? I don't have cash. She goes, well, you know, you can go get cash or you could just drive through and they'll send you the fine. And I was like, how much is the fine? And like, $30. I was like, what? So they charged us $5 to drive the bridge back. This has got to sound like bitching and moaning to a lot of people.
No. What?
$5.
How is this?
I'm like, they wanted $5.
This is like
$5. Can you believe it?
The prototypical complaint of everyday Americans.
Oh, okay.
So what we live with, we think we're going to gamble by parking on the street for an hour because nobody's going to stop by and I'm not going to be freaking paying that $3 parking meter and then you come back and you have a $35 parking ticket.
That's absolutely true.
Why?
That's exactly my style.
And that's the bridge story.
That is the bridge story. But we did get money at an ATM. We had to drive to three different banks, like actual banks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And none of them had at ATMs.
Another thing sketchy about Camden.
Yeah, I think that might be another reason Camden's kind of sketchy, because people must be tying their trucks to ATMs and just driving them away. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we know it's the only one, because there were other people waiting in line to use the ATM. Yeah.
And I barely got in, because there was a guy there to maintenance it.
Yeah.
And
he
I was like
about to turn it off.
I was like, are you in line? He's like, no, I'm going to turn it off and work on it. I'm like, God, no, please let me get in there.
I got to get
out of New Jersey, man.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that was an ordeal.
So we've officially been to New Jersey also. We can kind of say that.
For you, I have been to Jersey plenty.
You've been to New Jersey. But now you've been to Camden.
Yes. My brother used to live in Jersey.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
we make it back and then we go looking for food.
Yeah.
Which was kind of hard.
Yeah. And like,
because it was the first day they were open. So everybody was packed.
Yeah. And honestly, I feel like I was already not in a very good mood, whether I'm like PMSing or whatever. But I was like, I don't like Philly. I don't know why we even came. This is my fault. We should have just planned for the entire vacation in the Poconos, which was so awesome. And then, but I really do think it's a big city thing. Like, I get stressed out.
Yeah, when there's two, you feel like it's not.
They're choices.
Yeah, it's like FOMO. The FOMO kicks in because you're like, oh, we could go to this place, but what if there's a cooler place?
Yeah, I don't think it's that. It's just too overwhelming to have to sort through things. But you're right. Maybe it is. Maybe it does stem from FOMO, and that's why you feel like you have to review everything.
Yeah, you're like, well, we don't want to just go to some shitty place when there's another place right next to it.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. We were talking about that driving into the city because I was like, man, Philly is huge. And then I was thinking, like, I don't know why people want to come. Why don't people want to go to big cities?
I don't know if, well, I mean, I guess I don't know what the population of Philly is. Is it a lot bigger than Pittsburgh, do you think?
Definitely.
Definitely? Okay.
I think it's a Googleable thing, but yeah. It's much bigger than
here, Philly. Fuck it. Yeah, let's do it. Just a second here. I'll Google it.
Okay.
Population, greater Philadelphia area. Smaller. According
to Visit Philadelphia, what's Pittsburgh?
There are more than 4 million people residing in the 5-county region and more than 1.5 million in Philadelphia, making it the second largest city on
well,
the coast and the sixth largest.
Okay, so it's definitely. The statistics are labeled similarly but different. So it's definitely bigger than Pittsburgh.
What's Pittsburgh?
Well, the Pittsburgh greater area is 2.3.
Okay, so this is 4?
I think it's
double the size.
Yeah, 4 million.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, so.
But it's just, that's a 5-county region. Pittsburgh's like, I mean, Pittsburgh, that's not that big.
But that's because the counties surrounding it are also like fairly
I guess so.
Urban versus yeah. Outside of our county, it gets real rural real fast.
Real fast.
You know that. We drive like half hour out and it's like buggies.
Here? Not really. You can't even find a gravel road here.
I don't know about buggies, but definitely Amish country.
I literally think you can't find a gravel road without driving an hour from where we're standing right now.
Gravel road.
You
mean like country road?
Yeah, like a country road that's maintained by the county. Not like a dirt road up to some guy's garage, but yeah. Like...
I guess it's also different, right? Because it's not like straight up just farms right outside of the city here. Versus in Nebraska and Iowa, it's like half hour outside. It's corn.
But I don't see what corn has to do with the road next to it.
Like, they don't really need country roads.
I mean, they still have plenty of houses out in the country, dear. You can drive for an hour in any direction. I mean, that's still the country. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and they look like they have just sprinkles of houses, but not next to giant farms.
So farms have nothing to do with what the road is made out of. There's houses. Right. They're out there. Saying, they need a road that goes to them.
I don't think
all those roads are blacktop. Roads.
Yeah, I think they actually need blacktops.
Why?
I don't know, because it's so hilly here.
Maybe it's because of the rain.
Yeah.
Maybe you're right, because of the hills and the rain that they would wash away a gravel road.
I think so.
Because there's a ton of rain out here.
I mean, they definitely look like people living in the countryside, just having normal roads.
Yeah, I bet it's the rain. I bet you're right. I bet a blacktop arena gravel road would wash away. There'd be like parts of it that were just like gone after every rain.
I mean, how many times have I been right?
A couple, at least. Talk. At least a couple.
All right. I'll give you a couple.
So was I right that time?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. No,
I was right about it a couple.
Oh.
See? Oh, I'll give you that. See? Okay, all right, anyway.
I don't know. I don't know about that. I feel like sometimes the life stuff, you tend to be right, but then I'm like, we're going to just not look up that one because I'm right.
Okay. But either way, we ended up walking up to and out of at least two restaurants because they had like over an hour wait, right? There was for sure one. And then we were like, let's go to this Thai. Was it Thai?
Oh, that is the first night. That is the first night.
Yeah, was it Thai food?
Yes. We were really looking for a place with live music.
No, that was the second.
That was the second night, that for we were, sure. But no, the first night that we also tried. But we went up to some places that were full. Remember? Yeah, there was one we went up and they were like, no, we're full. Right. That was a good segment. And then the Thai place was like just a regular, good old, like indoor dining place that's like really quiet and that like one other couple. Oh my God. The choking incident. Yes.
Oh, yeah, dude. I forgot about that guy.
I wrote it down. Where's my card?
I don't know.
I was like, there are so many things about Philly that we have to talk about.
Any of those your card?
This one is it. This is it.
What did I write down? Man, all mine look stupid.
Oh, see, this is what.
Oh, I see it.
Oh, shoot. There was a thing between Camelback Mountain and Thai restaurant that says top bar unlocked. Do you remember anything about that?
Yeah, Camelback. We already talked about it.
Oh, okay.
It was that Camelback in that lodge.
Top bar unlocked. Wow. These are great notes. Clearly remember.
Hey, I remembered. It worked for me. I got my key.
But see, I wrote Thai restaurant choking.
Okay.
I'm glad I remember that.
Well.
Because that was a thing.
Yeah.
My heart was racing a little bit when that happened.
Yes. So either way, not really a very interesting story. There was just another couple, right? There's another couple, right?
I'm pretty sure it was the friend. Couple friend, yeah.
Okay, another group. Just two people, though?
Mm-hmm.
Either way. And the guy... Oh, yeah, it was just two dudes, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. But I think they were, like, meeting up.
And the one guy, I don't know if he coughed or what he did, but he stood up really fast.
Oh, God, yeah.
He said he was choking. And then I, like, stood up because I thought I was going to...
Heimlich him,
I guess. Because I used to be in ski patrol and stuff, so I know how to do basic...
I was...
Blah, blah, blah.
I was impressed.
And
I mean, my heart grew when you did that. I was like...
But I didn't have to do anything. The guy said he was choking.
That I love. I was impressed.
Dear...
You were on your feet and like that.
Well, maybe so.
I don't know if they can hear it.
But the guy said he was choking, which means he's not really choking.
He did say that. He did. You know, I was like, you mean you're... You're talking.
Yeah.
No, but I did freak out.
He choked for a second and he coughed it up himself, I think is what happened. And and then he had like red face, like with saliva and tears or whatever, because you know how you're when you choke or whatever.
Yeah, I mean he stood
up. And then the restaurant go ahead.
Well anyway, you and I were just like eating, which the food we can talk about because it was interesting. But we were like eating, hanging out, and then all of a sudden, this guy just stood up really quickly, like tipped his chair over, spilled water, like he knocked over some stuff on the table, and then he made a choking sign.
Yeah, he did. He did put his hands on his chest.
Yeah. And so we were all really freaked out, but then he spoke.
Right.
And then I was like, okay.
I think when he stood up, he coughed it up himself, but he did do the choking sign and stand up.
Yeah. I mean, it did, it was a little bit unfortunate after because the rest of the mealtime, it was just the staff keep asking if he was okay. And then he having to explain himself a billion times, like, I'm fine. Yeah. I don't know what happened. It's okay. He was just like, let's just get out of here.
Yeah. He was like, clearly like the proud bro type, you know? And he was like all trying to bro about it. He's like, no, you know, I was just choking for like a second, but it's cool now. It's cool now. You know? And they kept being like, we're so sorry that you choked. Is there anything here's some more water. And then he's like, I choked 5 minutes ago. I think water is just going to be normal.
Yeah.
But yeah. Oh, well. I choked when I was a kid, and my Uncle Arlen gave me the Heimlich maneuver.
Did it work?
Yeah. We were all out camping, like with campers, at least my grandparents and my uncles and aunts. They were all the same age bracket. They would camp anyway, and then we'd have big family gatherings on Sundays. We'd like eat outside or whatever at the campgrounds. And I choked on a hot dog skin because because I like bit into the hot dog and then must have tore off the piece of hot dog, which then peeled like skin down the side of the hot dog. So there was like a big flap of skin hanging off the end of the hot dog.
Uh-huh.
So then when I swallowed the hot dog piece, the skin like was halfway down my throat, halfway up my throat.
So would you have choked though?
I was choking. I couldn't talk. I was coughing. I was holding my throat.
Well, you could cough, right?
Well, yeah, but my airway's partially obstructed. Well, you don't want a hot dog down your air pipes.
I know. I was just
anytime
thinking,
something's inside your air pipes that's not supposed to be in your air pipes, you are choking.
Yeah, I suppose that's true. I mean, I choke on water. I choke on spit.
Right.
I choke on spit a lot.
People die from choking on spit.
I will... Babe, I told you the other day, I'm pretty sure this is how I'm going to go.
You gotta start sleeping on your, sleep on your side, dear.
That's not even when I choke on spit. It's like when I'm watching TV.
Like, while you're awake?
Yeah, I just randomly choke
on spit. How come I haven't noticed? It's been 8 years.
No, I randomly cough.
I think I would have remembered missing some Star Trek.
Yeah. Anyways, it probably is going to be how I go.
God, I
hope not. Could be fine. I mean, like...
Which could be fine.
Yeah. I mean, like, when you're... Yeah. I don't know. If you have good medical support at that time, it could be kind of a gentle way to go. Yeah.
Okay.
Good subject.
Choking on your own spit.
So...
Kind of a good way to go. I think that's the conclusion.
Well, so between, like, drowning and burning in fire.
Oh, my God.
Choking. Well, we had this discussion because I...
Well, burning and drowning are always the either or, but choking's the not
Yeah,
obviously, it's better than the other two, yes.
But no, I remember like, us having a conversation. Would you rather
die in your sleep or be drugged behind a truck?
Would be worse, but you said choking or drowning is actually better.
I don't know. I've always thought drowning would be worse too, but then I heard a bunch of first-person accounts about almost drowning, and they all seem to be like, you think you're going to die, and then all of a sudden, you just get like really calm, and you realize that you've got like a couple of more minutes
right,
to just hang out underneath the water.
Right.
And you're like, oh,
yeah.
Well, that seems, because the thing about the water that scared me was the panic and struggle.
Yeah.
And with the fire... Choking.
Mm-hmm.
You just, there's no escape from panicking and struggling. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pretty good sidebar. Choke or burn or drown or
I mean,
burn, drown, death, choke.
I have massive fear of drowning because I'm such a bad swimmer.
You're not a very good swimmer. It's true.
I know. Thank goodness I have backstroke.
You do got the backstroke now.
I will just backstroke my way out of
stroke. I will too.
I do.
If I ever have to cover a long distance of water... I'm mostly backstroking the whole way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the easiest.
Is it?
And it's easiest to breathe. Like, there's less struggle.
That is true. Yeah. Yeah. It satisfies my fear of having to wear glasses, too.
You don't want to drown without your glasses.
I've lost my glasses in the ocean before. It's scary.
I guess so. I mean, yeah. You can't see when you come up, I suppose, huh?
Or in the water. I can't see anything.
You open your eyes underwater in the ocean?
I guess maybe once. I really haven't been like actually in the ocean that many times. I don't do like
a lot of people do. A lot of people do
swim races.
I've never been an open my eyes in salt water kind of guy, but there are definitely a lot of people who do.
Yeah, I think they do in movies.
Yeah, and that's real.
It must be true.
Yeah, that's real.
Exactly. So. That's where I get all my knowledge from. It's from watching movies and Star Trek.
But. Okay, yes.
Well, I was going to say the food was really, actually really good. And we had leftovers for the next day.
I thought the food was funny because it was a Thai restaurant with an all Thai staff, or at least imported staff anyway. And we asked the server what she wanted or what she thought was good, remember? And then you ended up getting what she thought. But what she thought was basically what I thought was a totally an Americanized dish.
Such a shame.
Wasn't like pineapple something?
Yeah.
It was basically like sweet and sour chicken.
I think pineapple chicken, maybe.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed. And then your food was so good, and I was jealous.
I know. I got stink bean. That's what they called it.
Is it? I know it's called satar. Satar?
Sator? Sator. Sator. S-A-T-O-R is how it's spelled.
I think it's S-A-T-A-R. You know, I mean, this is a couple times.
It's a bean. Right. It's a bean.
But it was an awesome bean.
It's a new vegetable. We picked up a new vegetable in Philly.
Yeah, we definitely need to look for it in Pittsburgh.
It was a super spicy dish because I ordered number 4 out of 5. I started to eat it and I was like, thank God these beans are in here because they calm down the spicy a little bit.
What was the meat that was spicy? It was a beef.
The whole damn thing was spicy.
Yeah.
It was like a stir fry.
It was
very spicy. But I got through most of it like a champ so that the staff wouldn't laugh at me.
Did you have weird pee the next day? The lady said that
not
we
pee.
Would smell it in our pee.
Really?
No, the bean. Did you miss the whole conversation? I missed that conversation. Yeah. She said it gives you a weird smell on your pee the next day.
That is such terrible table talk.
Like asparagus.
What kind of a wait? The server is like, Sue, would you like to talk about your bowel movements?
No, you guys poop. You're about
to eat some food. Would you like to talk about expelling waste from your body?
Everybody knows talking about pee is appropriate anytime.
Everybody knows that.
And also,
everybody knows talking about pee is
normalized
okay.
Stigma. It's okay to talk about pooping anytime.
When you're eating. People don't want to eat poop, so they don't want to imagine poop when they eat. And there's nothing wrong with not wanting to eat poop.
There is nothing wrong with not wanting to eat poop.
And if there's one thing people can take away from this podcast,
yes.
I'm trying to normalize not wanting to eat poop.
Exactly. People break the stigma.
They break the stigma, man. Everybody's out here shit eating and shit talking about it.
Poop.
Either way, we got to go find a market now here in Pittsburgh that sells Sator beans.
Yeah, I'm excited. We should. It looks like it was easy. They probably just soak it and stir fried it. I bet we can do that.
Yeah, I don't know. There's no way.
Let's serve it for an episode to your guests.
Dear, this is a classic do my dishes for me type of question.
It wasn't a question.
Oh, yeah, right. Not question. Command. You're like, you know what you should do? What I want, but you should do it.
I'll do it.
Okay. If you want to make some beans for our guests.
Yeah, so they can taste it.
Okay.
It would be like our probably will never happen pizza episode. We keep talking.
We do need to do a pizza review.
Which I actually feel like would more likely happen than this Sator bean episode.
I still have to say Sal's is my favorite pizza in Pittsburgh, but I don't
remember where Sal's is.
It's down on Southside. Oh, it's just straight run-of-the-mill pizza. I mean, it's semi-clever. Like, they'll have, you know, like dollops of ricotta cheese or something on it, you know. But it's nothing like Chef Gordon Ramsay type pizza, you know. It's just New York style crust, thin pizza with some basic ingredients.
I think you like it because it makes you feel like you're like legit on the East Coast, which you're always like, when you're in Pittsburgh, you gotta do East Coast style. By the slice.
That's true. I do hate when you go to a pizza place and they don't sell pizza by the slice.
Which is like most everywhere that we grew up in.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But except for Casey's Pizza, where I grew up, being the gas station, they decided to sell pizza by the slice, and then they built an empire. Now they got the richest people in the Midwest or something.
Casey's Pizza is really good.
Real good.
Yeah.
And they sold it by the slice.
Sell that thing.
What, the Casey's Pizza?
Yeah, they should distribute it.
Their breakfast pizza?
Yeah, I agree.
They use white gravy. They use white gravy and cheese, for God's sakes.
It's almost as good as Caprioni's or whatever it's called.
The pierogi pizza. Yeah, but you got
to
add it.
Now that I've had the pierogi pizza, like, it's pretty hard to beat that one.
Somebody else was making fun of the pierogi pizza. Remember that?
Yeah.
Who was that?
It was, I want to say Dan.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I feel like I shouldn't have said his name for something.
Well, he's got one name now. If you gave him two or three names, then it would be actually easy for people to find out who he is. But since there's a million, hell, we know four Dans. So, anyway.
Dan and Dan, and I probably know more Dans in my
life. What about Dan?
Yeah, and then there's Daniel.
Oh. I almost forgot about him. Who's the other one we know? Oh, yeah, Dan. No. So.
Though, the pierogi pizza is really good. I think he was making fun of it not having meat, which we're like, we always add meat anyways.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he said the mashed potato was too much.
Yes, he said the mashed potato was too much, which I can see. And you know what? A lot of that has to do with who's making the pizza. Because in a pizza place like that, I don't think they probably have everything measured out to the, you know, quantity. Like when I worked at Godfather's, I had to put, you know, 32 pepperonis on an extra large pizza. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh. So, that sounds awful.
Yeah, so that's just how it is.
How do we get on pizza?
We were talking about beans. And going around Pittsburgh.
But yeah, I mean, that was... I'm glad we found the Thai restaurant. It ended up being like a nice place to just like kind of unwind and like close the day. Because I thought it was getting to be too much of a hectic day. I was regretting going to Philly. But
and then we went back to the studio. And what did you discover?
Whoa. Well, first of all, we had difficulty navigating TV, which also became a theme. Like, everywhere we went, Aaron's like, how does this TV work? We got to get it figured out. Does it have Hulu? Does it have Netflix? I'm like, we don't even do that at home. Why does it matter?
Well, that's the problem is the Airbnb people say, in the amenities, they say Hulu, Netflix, Amazon Prime, all that stuff.
Really?
But what that really means is you can sign into your own account on our TV. And then whoever comes there next is going to be able to, like, probably find your account and stuff. No dice.
Yeah, that's weird. That doesn't seem that much of a draw to me. But either way, we did figure out the TV.
And
there was an all Star Trek all the time channel. Whoa. And I don't think it was all Star Trek. It was all Next Gen all the time. And
when we were there, it was all Next Gen.
Yeah.
It was like a Gen marathon.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if...
I was like, we don't even need to go places. It was a good find.
Like, Philadelphia? I'm going to vacation at Starfleet Academy, baby. But it was nice, though, because that's kind of our process to wind down at night, is watching Star Trek.
Right.
So it gave us some familiarity.
Which, don't tell people, because you should not have screen time before bed. You should have a good bedtime routine. You should wind down. Not have screens.
What's wrong with
not have blue light?
What's the screen do before bed?
It's just too stimulating. I suppose you can listen to like a bedtime story podcast or something if you want. Sleep. It's good for you.
I know sleep's good for you, but I've never once. I mean, here's the thing. I wouldn't put a TV in my bedroom, like, because I had that when I was a kid.
Lots of people have, you shouldn't.
Yeah. As a kid, we had a TV in our bedroom, which was awesome. But no one knew that it was bad for you, I guess, or whatever. But they were exactly right. Because if you turn on the TV, you'll end up staying awake until like 3 in the morning.
Unless you're like my mom who sleeps with the TV on. And as soon as you turn it off, she wakes up.
Weird. Does she sleep there all night or just...
Mm-hmm. She has a TV in her bedroom too.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And as soon as you turn it off, she's like...
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
I know. It's like her white noise.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
People listen to the ocean or whatever. She listens to the weather. And infomercials.
I think she watches like the investment channel or whatever.
Maybe she's subconsciously picking up trends in the market.
Yeah.
She's like, God, I just feel like gold's going to take a dive in March.
Yeah. She wakes up. She's like, hurry, hurry.
We got to sell. Dogecoin now.
Dogecoin.
It's a cryptocurrency.
Okay.
It's like one of three. I know of Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Dogecoin. I feel like we should be buying Ethereum because your friend told us we should buy Ethereum like 8 years ago, and we would have like 500 times our money if we would have been.
You didn't even know him 8 years ago, please.
Doesn't matter. We were still at dinner with him, and he was still independently wealthy and giving us information on crypto.
He sent me pictures of him in somewhere in the Caribbean island enjoying his life. He's always like, you know... This is how you live life. Stop working.
He's trying to say, this is what you missed out on, lady.
He really did. He rubbed in my face. No, he's a good guy.
Either way. But also I heard that what are they called? Non-fungible tokens. You heard that? I heard a lot of those, and I don't know if this coincides with the value. I don't know how it's going to affect... Ethereum, but the point is those crypto, what did I call them, non-fungible tokens are based off of the Ethereum blockchain.
Oh, okay.
That's what I heard. And right now those are big. People know more about those than they do Ethereum.
That is a new piece of information that I think kind of adds to my knowledge, because you were telling me about the non-fungible tokens and how they're like tacked onto like art or whatever.
Yeah, it's like,
and I was confused, but I think if it's like,
yeah, the way I think of it is like Van Gogh makes a painting, right? And I can buy a print of any Van Gogh painting for almost nothing. But to buy the original Van Gogh painting would be a fortune, right? Mm-hmm. Well, non-fungible tokens are the same thing. It may be represented by, you know, an emoji or whatever the hell they make, but all the information that makes that image on your screen is very unique to that blockchain. So there truly is only one of that image that has those paintbrush strokes. Does that make sense?
Right.
But you can copy the image without the paintbrush strokes, and anyone can look at it.
Yeah, I think I was
same thing.
Missing that bit of the information that it comes from that blockchain.
Yeah, so the original photo itself is always identifiable because it's got the blockchain as its information pattern. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Whereas copies of it are just, you know, PNG files or whatever they are.
Because before it was confusing to me was, I think you were saying that people were just like individually creating these things. And I was like, I don't understand why you can't replicate that. But if it's part of the blockchain,
yeah, you can't
not replicate that.
Yeah. And I don't know anything about computer engineering enough to know if someone can just create blockchain, but I assume they can, since blockchain's been created once. Why can't it be created again? So if someone like Lindsay Lohan wanted to create a non-fungible token, then... And it doesn't have to be internet-based, I don't think. I really need to do more research. But honestly, I think it just means that people have found a way to make electronic information so unique that you can find the original. That's really all it means. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can find the original. Same way you can find the original Starry Night, you can find the original Doge.
That's so interesting.
Fungible.
Yeah. Not that interesting.
Not that interesting.
Not as interesting as Philly cheesesteak, which we went and got the next day. That was like the first mission of the day.
Well, that was what we did. What I did while you Star Trekked was look for a good Philly steak place.
True.
And we always knew that Jim's South, because there's two Jim's, and I think they're both the same operation because the writing is the same for the word Jim's. And South Street, I guess, is near Old Town. And Old Town's the original Philadelphia area. It's got all the stuff in it. So we're like, this is a spot, good reviews. Mm-hmm. We're going to go. And then we needed to Uber to get there, right?
Yeah, because you mapped out. You were like on it. You like mapped out the day for us, which mad props to you for planning because you're not a planner.
It's my Grandma Carolyn coming out.
Yeah, which is funny because the opposite of me, I was like, all I wanted to do in Philly is to go see the Liberty Bell. And then you're like, no, we got to do blah, blah, like, blah.
There's
blah,
a couple
blah.
Of things. Like, I'm sorry.
Okay. Anywho, but we decided that it makes the most sense instead of taking our car to all these different places to Uber and then walk and make a little trail back home and see all the different
sites. Yeah, we would take an Uber to the most distant place and then walk back, hitting all of the other places on the way.
Yeah.
And when we were Ubering there, well, actually, we didn't even get to Uber before we got to see our first big Philly attraction. Do you remember?
Yeah. It was so ridiculous. That was an experience. It was a lifetime experience, even though it lasted like 1 second.
Yeah, like I will never forget it, but it literally lasted 2 seconds. So we're Ubering, and I'm looking at the Uber map, and it asked me where I want to be picked up. So I put this road, this major road or whatever, and right next to it is a live poultry mart. So we're sitting there waiting. We got, 6-7 minutes before the Uber shows up. I'm like, you want to go into the live poultry mart? You're like, okay. And then I think I went in first. Is that right?
It was kind of a simultaneous
thing. It was one of those things where, like...
it was surreal.
You feel like you walked into a mafia card game. Like, we opened the door, and there's only two people in the room, and they just stopped everything that they were doing and stared at us.
It was so weird.
One of them is holding...
Uncomfortable.
One of them was, like, holding a live duck at the time.
Yeah, I thought it was chicken, but it could have been
chicken.
Look.
Could have been a chicken.
I was too uncomfortable. I was like, let's just leave. But now we awkwardly walked in and we feel obligated to have some sort of interaction.
Right.
To make sure we're not crazy.
And it's like a normal storefront. Like you got a row of buildings, just normal storefront, and you open the door and it's like a combination of like going to the what do they call the pound?
Oh, like the shelter?
Yeah, like animal it's like shelter? It's like going to the animal shelter, except for you know all of these animals are getting put down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there was cages. I guess they are getting, cages yeah. all the way down both
a
sides.
Lot. I wasn't thinking.
About you didn't think about that?
No.
He was literally about to deal some death as we were walking in. He had a chicken in his hand, and it was like.
Right. So then you asked the lady if they sell drinks.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
I did, because that's honestly what I was going to do. I was like, I'm thirsty. I was thirsty.
I feel like in her head, she's going to be like, do you see any drinks here?
Yeah, but I just wanted to break the silence because I was in there. I was staring at them. They were staring at me. One guy's holding a live chicken and a blade.
It was so uncomfortable.
And then I was like, you guys sell drinks? And then they probably didn't speak English because they didn't say anything and just continued to stare. So then I held my hand up to my mouth with my thumb out and pinky out, like making a bottle shape. I was like, drinks, you know, drinks. And they were like, No drinks. And I was like, okay, we'll be on our way.
Yeah. Anyway, but yes.
I will say this.
First stop.
For a place that was literally wall to wall.
Covered in
chickens and fowls. No poop smell.
That's what you said, but I definitely smelled it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, very subtle poop smell because I've been inside of a chicken coop before and real bad.
That's fair.
Real
that's
bad.
That's fair. You have had the worst, and that's probably why you were comparing to that.
Oh, my God. Sidebar, today I went and fixed this light fixture this morning, and this lady had two dogs in her house. And
mm-hmm. What kind of dogs?
One of them was like a pit bull, and one of them was like a little yipy dog.
A pit bull? Wow.
And it was like a boxer pit bull. Makes some mutt type of shit. Right. But either way, the point being is I asked them if I could use the bathroom. They're like, yes, I didn't feel bad about this too much because there's no way to make this house any fucking grosser because you could tell that they would just lock the dogs upstairs when they were out and there was just shit and pee all over the carpets.
Oh.
And I fixed the light or whatever. And then as I was like putting things away and being like, okay, see you next time, blah, blah, blah. As I'm walking out the door, I'm literally going, like, yeah, I was like wearing a mask about to throw up into my mask because it stunk so bad.
Jeez. God, I'm so bad for that landlord that you work for.
Yeah. It reminds me of just, I forget that people still live like that. I definitely saw a lot more of that when I was a kid. You know, I'd go into like trailer parks and poor farm people's houses or whatever, and there'd be like just shitty houses or whatever. But it's been a while since I've been in one.
It's just, I feel like even if your dog poops in the house, you can pick up the poop, you know, and then spray it down with like a,
yeah, you could take any bleach. Any amount of initiative would be great.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know, whatever. Get rid of a dog. Get rid of it.
Oh, maybe they love their dog.
Maybe they do, but does their dog love laying in its own shit all day? I mean. No,
that's true.
It's not. That's true. I don't know. It doesn't seem good. Anyway, that's a sidebar.
Okay, that's why we don't talk about poop, because now we can't even talk about Philly cheesesteak, because that was the first thing we did. We can't talk about poop and Philly cheesesteak at the same time.
We can. We just can't eat Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, okay. Talk about poop at the same time. Fair. Yeah.
So then we went to Jim's for Philly cheese.
That's not true because we went to
Ish-ka-bibble. Ish-ka-bibble.
I had to write it down.
Thank God you did because
I wouldn't have remembered it.
Yeah.
I wrote it down that day.
Because we catch the Uber and I asked the lady if she's from Philly because I figured she was, you know, obviously. And we say, we're going to Jim's. We wanted to get a good Philly cheesesteak. What do you think of their cheesesteak? And she's like,
She was like, oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
That's more what she was like, She's like, no, no, no.
She was like, no, they're good. I get, you know, there's nothing wrong with them. She was like, it's okay.
Yeah.
But South Street, is that what it's called? South Street? Mm-hmm. It's six blocks long or something, but it's like all restaurants and bars, the whole damn thing.
It was cool. It was hopping.
It was really hopping.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, if you're going to go down to South Street, you got to go to Ish-ka-bibble. That's where I would go.
Mm-hmm.
And we were like, well, damn it. Now we don't know where to go. Jim's or Ish-ka-bibble.
I know. And then, see, this is where your life hack comes in.
where I've got the practical
rare gem moments.
The rare moments when I come up with a good one. Well, I figured since there's two of us and there was a controversy over which was the best Philly cheesesteak, one of us could just get one at Jim's and the other one would get one at Ishka Bibble.
And that was brilliant.
Went with the Whiz, Cheese Whiz. Mm-hmm. Got to go with the Whiz, the
which,
steak.
I don't know. Apparently heavy onions. It was just a thing that you know of.
Well, not that I know of, that the world knows.
Oh, okay.
It's Philly cheesesteak, dear.
With the Whiz
and heavy onions.
And heavy onions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was delicious. I really like Philly cheesesteak.
I like the Jim's one a little bit better. They were really close.
I think the thing, honestly, because I remember we were like actually doing a review, right? And the thing with Jim's
I'll try to publish the review, well, I guess.
First, they let you watch them make it, which is different than the other one.
That was nice.
But they open the bread, they put down a layer of the Whiz, and then they sprinkle the meat. Whoa.
It's all right, dear. It's me.
And then they mix in more of the Whiz and the onion. And then they mix
they layered it.
So it was kind of all in there.
Yeah.
But the Ishka Bibble place, I feel like they just did bread, meat, onion, and then Whiz. So it wasn't all as mixed in together.
Yep.
I think that was the main difference. But
for me, the main difference was like the experience of it. Because you go to Jim's and it feels like a sandwich shop. You know, they got tile floors, half tile walls, stainless steel kitchen that you're like facing, you know, you're ordering right there at the counter. And then you went to Ishka Bibble and it feel like someone bought like a Long John Silver's and converted it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. It's still got kind of a little bit of a rundown feel to it that I like. It's like, it reminded me kind of like when you go order at Five Guys and then they're just like people sitting there and then.
Five Guys is always usually nice. It's a nice new franchise.
I can't think of actually, what it reminded me was the pita pit that we used to have in University District.
Ishka Bibble did?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, pita pit's one of those places that'll just shove one anywhere. At least they used to be back in the day when we were wee lads and lasses.
People went like after the bars closed and stuff like that.
We had one of those in Ames also. I'm pretty surprised that pita pit was
a college
in Iowa and in Washington. That's crazy.
I think they maybe shoot for college towns because they had it in Lincoln, didn't they?
I don't know. Yeah, they probably did. But they must just make their stuff different in each city because unless they buy all their stuff from like Cisco, because every franchise has a supply chain. And that's the reason that franchises are regional, because the trucks can literally only drive so far from where all the food is bought and stored. You know what I mean? Mm. Because Wendy's wants all of the burgers to taste the same, no matter where you buy a Wendy's burger. Mm-hmm. So they need a centralized like freezer warehouse.
But they don't freeze.
Well, not Wendy's. You're right. That was a very bad example of Burger King. Because Wendy's never freezes their burgers.
So how do they get their meat all the same?
They buy it in big lots and then they grind it up the same and prepare it the same, I guess. I don't know. But smaller franchises don't have I don't know. Once you become a huge franchise, I assume that you can buy enough of a product that a huge supplier will just create that product on your behalf just so they can sell it to you. Whereas when you're a small franchise just starting out, you kind of have to choose what's already available.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Buy from a catalog.
Yeah. And there's companies like Cisco, which are international. I mean, you'll see their trucks outside of every semi-unique restaurant. You know what I mean? And they just sell. They just sell in places like that. Anyway, I bet you pita pit just kind of generically goes from them.
Hmm. Okay.
Boring.
I have to poop. Plus, I have a meeting.
All right. Well, better not eat a Philly cheesesteak while you're in there.
This is we'll take a poop break, right? And then we can come back.
How long before your meeting?
Like 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
So I got to poop and prep for this meeting in 10 minutes.
And then after the meeting, you want to do more?
We can talk more about it.
Let's see here. What do we get to? We got the Philly cheesesteaks.
I got my list. We still got plenty.
My God. This thing's dragging out. I should probably stop babbling. This is my fault. We just go to the check.
Well, we'll be like, wrap it up. But we got to talk.
When we come back?
We went to see.
You want to do a comeback?
Yeah.
I have to go work this afternoon, dear.
Well, we'll figure out some other time. We'll wrap this up.
How many more things on your list?
We went to see the Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
Alfred Street. Betty Ross's house. Jesus. Ben Franklin's grave.
I should have not wasted Chinatown. So much time in this interview. My bad.
So much stuff to see and talk about.
Filled too much time.
Maybe we'll do a part three then.
Jesus. No one's going to listen to part three. And it's going to have the best stuff. Part three's got the junkies. It's got the Liberty Bell protests.
Oh,
these are all teasers.
Oh my goodness, yes.
It's got...
Oh my goodness. What else it was have? Like more of a kumbaya. I thought somebody was doing... Anyways, yeah, see?
All right, maybe we'll do a part three.
Okay.
A nine...
I'm sorry, I had to cut it off
940 BC.
I needed a poop break. See?
I'm just...
People can't think when... I don't know. Maybe your guests all clean their poop before they come because you can't even concentrate when you have to poop.
I love that you're being so open with your two.
Hey, hashtag.
Destigmatize.
Break the stigma.
That's right. Eat the poop. Poop. Eat the poop.
Poop.
All right. BCB. 940. Eastern Penn Review Part 2. I cannot believe it, but this is going to, I think, maybe end up at third. Do something to spice it up. I did not realize I could drone on this long. Anyway, we did it. We were in Philadelphia. And while I was there, I was thinking of this song. Now, we did see the Liberty Bell. Let me say this about the Liberty Bell. Why am I just putting this together? I'm sure everyone, or at least most people, but a bell that's supposed to ring for liberty immediately cracks and does not ring. Let freedom ring? No, says the bell. I don't know. That's crazy to me. But today's song or featured artist comes from my childhood in 1996, the height of music, or traditional music, that is to say, pre-electronic-ish. This song by Pavement. Off of, let's see here, let's do this. Schoolhouse Rocks Rocks, which was like a cartoon series. We used to have Saturday morning cartoons before YouTube. You'd wake up for Destination Television. And during the commercial breaks, they had Schoolhouse Rocks Rocks. And now, in 1996, they all had real bands play them. So check it out. Schoolhouse Rocks Rocks. This particular one, No More Kings, little... Feeling American history, feeling Philadelphia, Pavement, everybody.
Rockin', rollin', splishin', splashin', over the horizon, what can it be? Say, King, it's okay, King, you know it's kind of-
kind of scary on your own. We've got to all just get together, talk to call each other on our telephones. I want no more king. No more king. Property. You didn't give us any choice. Meanwhile, back in England, you didn't give them any voice. That's what I call taxation without representation. And that's not fair.
King me.